Bill Garvelink is responsible for all humanitarian operations at USAID. I talked to him yesterday about paying for disaster relief, where the U.S. gets its money, and how it's spent. $350 million. How big a bite does that take out of your budget? Does it bust your budget?
No, it does not at all bust the budget. We can absorb the amount of that that we'll be able to spend very easily within the budget numbers that we have.
So what is that budget?
Our budget is probably $2 billion.
So you take, for this one really terrible disaster, a fifth of the budget. Would you have been expecting that one disaster would absorb that? Is it pulled off other things that are important?
Well, at this present time, no, it's not. The budgeting process for emergency assistance is a fairly complicated operation. When you provide funds to an NGO to do a water and sanitation program that may run 15 months to implement, it's a question of whether all the money is provided up front or a third of the money to get the program started or half of the money. But if some other emergency happens, you can say, okay, we're going to take a couple million of that and use it for the next 6 months, and within that six-month period, we'll replenish this other one from other accounts. And you're moving money around to make sure that the activities you have underway around the world and the activities you want to begin has sufficient resources to start and get things going.
Well, then, does that mean there are pots of money for relief and pots of money for reconstruction?
That has been the case up till now. What we've found out over the past years is that if you want to be effective in your response, you do relief, rehabilitation, and development all at the same time. For example, in the tsunami, we're doing water and sanitation and food and shelter materials at the same time. A lot of the people who lost their livelihoods were fishermen. So we're looking at loan programs so they can buy their boats back. So the distinctions in pots of money blurs very quickly.
What about the military help in the region, like the carrier USS Lincoln? Does the Pentagon pay for these things and then send the bill to you at USAID?
No. In these sorts of situations, they're using funds from their own budget. The way we operate, if USAID makes a specific request to the Defense Department for airlift, for example, we pay for that and we'll reimburse the Department of Defense. If the President of the United States says this is a high priority for us to respond to, and I'm using all my resources to do that, then under those circumstances, each agency absorbs its costs.
Is there any possibility the administration will end up having to go to Congress to get more funds to pay for the expense of either this disaster or things down the road that this disaster isn't going to absorb all the money that would have been spent on them?
Well, it's a little too early to tell at this moment, but the requirements on the ground will determine what the demands are. And if the demands exceed the amount that has been appropriated, well, then that's a discussion between the executive branch and the Congress.
Bill Garvelink is responsible for humanitarian operations at USAID.